Alice Moynihan and Amy Littlefield. I'm Amy Goodman from Boston. Thanks so much for joining us.
It was years back, I remember well, on a day that bore a fierce wind. It's when my sweet salsa run away. I never dreamed I'd see that girl again. Salsa was Great Pyrenees, a horse of a dog with a coat of white, a gift from my uncle when I was a lad. I love that sweet girl with all my might. Salsa run from the blackened storm as we hiked the ridge near Sleepy Gap. It took us quite quick in the wilderness. A wind, rain, and loudest thundercloud. I begged her come back with my loudest call.
Pizza Party Radio. Pizza Party. This is Jack Lanning and he's here to stay. Kicking the ass in his radio way. Tristan Ailer's his bunker pop was slaying comedy around his dongus.
Radio. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, that's good to hear.
Are you, what is this? What is this show?
Where are we?
Where are we?
Who am I?
This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam here at the UBC campus.
I'll tell you what, I describe this room as full of a couple of FM. Fun men.
Fun,
Hey.
Funny men.
Funny men. Fantastic.
What about a freaky mensch, like a mensch? Isn't that good?
I think a mensch is good. A mensch is like a good guy. Like, oh, you're a mensch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
So you're listening to Radio Pizza Party. This is a coherent show.
This is going to be a weird show, but in a good way. A good weird.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you go to a molecular gastronomy place and you're like, this is weird, but good.
Oh, I didn't know Mr. Fancy over here eating molecular gastronomy all the time.
Yeah. And the other, when you think about it, any food you eat has molecules.
A cotton candy.
Yeah.
Doesn't. Is
it, they, does it counterpoint. Have molecules?
Yeah, no, it's way too light.
I guess things that are light have no molecules.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like flashlights.
Flashlights don't
Flashlights,
have
light bulbs.
Wow.
Headlamps.
Okay, well, I guess, so if you were to eat a light bulb, it would not be
molecular gastronomy. You wouldn't gain weight. If you ate a light bulb.
Cool. So on our show, what do we usually do here? We talk.
We like to talk.
Hey, if you haven't noticed that already, and if you're not fans of talking.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, get walking. Exactly.
Because you're listening to talk radio.
Yeah.
This isn't.
Have we ever actually said this is a talk radio show?
No, and I think we've been lacking that definition, and our show has been rudderless for 2 years now.
Truly.
Because we haven't had any direction. Now we do.
Now we do.
Because we're a talk radio show.
We're a talk radio show. We talk topics. We have guests.
Not today, though.
Not today. Today is a me and this guy. This guy, which, hey, we haven't even introduced this
yet. We haven't introduced ourselves.
Who
have you introduced yourself?
I'm Tristan.
Well, now you have. Maybe twice. I am Jack Lamming. Is how I like to be called, because that's my name.
Yeah,
but
well, I mean,
if I'm on the radio, you can call me Sergio Lovejoy. That's also a name I've been known to have been called.
And the listeners only know you by the radio, so that's kind of a hint.
I mean, there are listeners that know me in person,
uh-huh.
Which is, I mean, that's a bit of rare air. Like, if you know me, it's, geez.
If you just know you in general?
Yeah, if you know me, like, you know a guy who has a radio show.
Yeah.
You know a guy who co-owns a radio show.
It's like when you meet a guy who owns a house. It's like, whoa, you own a house. Like, just like a building that is made to live in. A machine for living.
People aren't allowed to come into your house without permission, unlike an apartment building.
Where you could just walk in and out
just
willy-nilly.
Come on in.
Be like, do you own
We're
the place?
We're just hanging out.
And they're like, no, we rent. All right, I'm sitting on this couch
coming
for a
in.
Couple hours.
I'm going to ask your landlord for keys. Yeah. This is mine now.
Do you got any chips?
Because I want them.
Yeah, that would be that situation. That's happened to us a few times.
I hate it.
Yeah, I do too. But what can you do? It's the law.
Hey, if you're renting, you're going to be rent-ertaining.
Okay, you really, you did that thing where you thought it rhymed, but you're like, I don't know where this could potentially go at all.
I just started the sentence and I hoped I'd catch up with the end of it.
Mm-hmm. That's good that you did. So Jack, what have you been up to these days?
I have had a very busy week.
Oh.
Unlike you. So
I applied to jobs.
So I am in the midst of finals, as is the case for hundreds of thousands of students across the country, not across.
I was like, yeah, there's
maybe 90,000 across the Lower Mainland.
That's a lot still, I feel.
Yeah, but there's a lot of universities.
I guess, and yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you're listening to us right now and you're in finals,
mm-hmm.
give us a call.
604-822-2487. Yeah.
I had a final. Heck week. Sorry, I don't want to blaspheme. I finished class like most people on the 4th.
Uh-huh.
And then I had an exam on the 9th and 10th. And then I had a paper due on the 11th, which was yesterday. And then I have an exam tomorrow morning at 8:30. In the morning, that is. I'm not burning the midnight oil, as they say.
You're not like, your bed is not burning.
No, I can sleep, which is good because I have so much work to do.
Yeah, you got to get rest to do work.
Yeah, I
got to
get
some
REM sleep in. Hey, don't sue me. So I've been working a lot on that.
Cool.
I wrote 7 pages of a paper, and then I realized that I was writing it on the wrong book.
Yeah, I remember you telling me this.
That wasn't very fun.
Bad situation.
It wasn't a rad situation.
But luckily it was 7 pages of introduction, so you can just sort of retrofit that.
It was a 7-page thesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the end of a certain book that I wouldn't like to talk more about. No punctuation.
Yeah.
Just ramblings. Rantings and ravings.
Ranting and raving in the Kootenays, yeah.
Ranting and raving in the Kootenays.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Well.
Strap in.
Strap in, folks. I have a much more forgiving exam schedule, and I know I am a lucky man in that case.
Yes, you are.
I have one exam on the 25th of April, and if you're listening to this today, you'll know it's the 12th of April.
So you have 13 days.
And it's a Milton class, so it's all on Milton. So,
Milton
Berle.
I was thinking from Office Space.
Oh no! He, you have to take this one, and then you move on to Milton 200, which is you do the other Milton.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't feel like.
So, if a class is just on Milton, do you just have to know his books?
Yeah, you got to be like, okay, Paradise Lost, big one.
Yeah, do you have to know where the paradise was?
Yeah, and you know where I know where it is. It's in Iraq. And that's a fact.
That's where paradise.
Jack looked at me like I was making an off-color joke. But
yeah, I was like, this place is war torn. You can't just talk about it.
In the story, it's at this point where it is now in modern Iraq.
Really?
Yeah. So a little fun fact for you guys. Jack looks so alarmed.
Do you think there is a soldier, a real lit head, as they call it? You know, like a real book reader.
Oh.
In the invasion of Iraq
in 2000,
in 2003,
yeah,
he was like, hey, guys, we're here.
Probably at least one person did.
And there was a guy in his squad named Milton, and he's like, hey, Milton, it's you. I found you. Found your paradise there, bud.
Yeah, and then, I'm sure that did happen.
He got shot.
Whoa, God, okay.
Because he was standing and screaming it. in the middle of the night.
What?
What a fool.
What a fool. Okay.
So wait, what have you been up to other than reading a book and talking about Iraq?
Working or like sitting around. I've been doing a lot of laundry. I had a big laundry backup. You know, you're getting that.
Oh, yeah. So I did a ton of laundry today. It was awesome.
I've been playing video games, and I don't like that I'm admitting that in public for some reason, but I feel like it can be such a time waste.
Well, yeah, but you also aren't working right now because you're a lazy, slacking Gen Xer.
Yo, nothing matters. That's what they did, right?
You're just sitting there drinking OK Cola and playing video games.
I'm watching Kevin Smith films and being like, this is me. I know this. This is my life.
I play hockey on the roof of my convenience store. I'm in Dogma.
So sue me.
And then you get sued by Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Do you think he would sue?
I think Kevin Smith is a very litigious man.
What makes it? Is it the jeans or the shorts?
I think it's the jean shorts.
Yeah.
Because he got TMZ shut down for that photo.
Yeah, that's why you don't hear about TMZ anymore.
Do you think paparazzis get... What? You know, like paparazzi.
Yeah.
I guess paparazzos is the singular, then plural. Do you think they get assigned? Do you think the guy that's on Kevin Smith duty is like, oh, come on?
Yeah, but then he takes a photo like that, and it's, you know, he turns his swords into plowshares or whatever the expression is. You know,
turns a photo into money.
Yeah, like you get a photo. If you get a for those who don't know what we're talking about, there's an iconic photo of Kevin Smith
at a gas station.
At a gas station. You know, just trying to, like, live his life.
Yeah.
But he's wearing jean shorts that go down to his ankles, basically.
They go down to his ankles, and they don't, like...
They're not tapered?
No. At the time, Kevin Smith was a huskier man. He's lost, like, 100-and-something pounds.
Yeah, that's true.
But they just went dead straight down from his waist, which
it was almost like a skirt, almost.
Yeah, it looked like a skirt with two legs.
Yeah.
Which, tell you what, there's a billion-dollar idea.
I think you just invented something called trousers.
Trousers. Well, hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll turn my swords into trousers.
Do it.
Hey.
Do it.
There you go.
On air. Okay. Yeah, so there's that photo. So I think people who probably get the Kevin Smith duty, now it's like a coveted position, but probably, you know, it's one of those things where they were out on the bottom floor.
Yeah.
You know, they bought stocks in Apple in like 1981.
Yeah.
Whenever Apple was started.
Who knows?
And now they're billionaires.
Probably what it is. The first billionaire paparazzo.
Paparazzo.
Hey, Lady
Gaga.
What
does that mean? Something? It means like garbage man or something like that.
We can find out.
It has like a derogatory meaning.
Yeah, it probably does.
Yeah. So our show, we talk topics. We talk our lives.
Like to talk about things.
Yeah. Jack, did you have the...
I do have the play sheet out if you'd like me to talk about it.
No, I just wanted to make sure. But you have now the paparazzi translation?
Oh, I do. Okay, so etymology. It's from a movie. Okay. A news photographer named Paparazzo, played by Walter Santeso.
Wait, his name is Paparazzo.
No, single word.
Oh.
A news photographer named Father Razzo, played by Walter Santeso. Played by Walter Santeso in the 1960 film La Dolce Vita.
Whoa, what?
Directed by Federico Fellini, is the eponym of the word paparazzi. As Fellini said in his interview to Time magazine, quote, "Paparazzo suggests to me a buzzing insect, hovering, darting, stinging," unquote.
Whoa. I didn't know it had such a cinematic origin. Like, they say that Dolce Vita is one of, like, the best Italian movies of all time.
Yeah, what is that really saying? I'm kidding.
Don't know what.
It was a massive box office hit in Europe, with 13 million admissions in Italy.
I guess they probably don't do it by money.
Man, they didn't have money in Italy back then.
Thanks. Yeah. They ran out of it.
Yeah. Hey. After that war of theirs.
Yeah. Do you think they just were like literally just like one? Like, you don't have to pay. You can just come and see this
come
movie.
On.
We need
something to do.
We have to tell them that how many people came in, so we'll just do admissions, I guess. Yeah. So why don't we go to our first segment?
Let's go to our first segment. We're only 14 minutes in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey.
We have a lot planned for the day.
We do have a lot planned. We have not to spoil things for the audience a little bit, but we have a letter that we're going to read very slowly.
Yeah, and we might do a little bit of prank calling later.
Hey, we might do a little bit of the old PCs.
But this first segment is called Some News to Discuss.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're back.
And we're back.
So this is some news to discuss, Jack. Where we talk about some news.
Let's talk about some news.
What's first piece of news on that docket?
Luxury condos in downtown Vancouver are guzzling electricity, says BC Hydro.
So get this. So if you're listening to this show in a luxury condo, maybe turn off the radio.
We have a big condo audience.
Yeah.
Hey. Turn off the radio.
Yeah, we got a couple of things to say about your energy guzzling ways.
You guzzlers.
You guzzling.
You guzzlers!
I think guzzling is an interesting word to use in a headline.
Yeah, you often think of perhaps a very thirsty man would guzzle water.
Yeah.
Or a Hummer.
Would guzzle.
If you think of like.
Diesel.
Yeah, they would guzzle gas. That was a common term.
Gas guzzler.
A gas guzzler.
Yeah.
Was a very common term back in the day. I feel like the recession kind of ended gas guzzlers.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it all goes back to that.
Very astute.
Thank you.
So my Jack.
Threw you for a loop with that one.
Yeah, you did. You Jack did something and distracted me. So yeah, I guess if you're listening in a condo, you're guzzling up some electricity. So turn the lights on.
Did the article say why, or did you just kind of read the headline?
You know, I just read the headline. I'm sure you know it. You don't have to put me on the spot.
Or what was that? The whole article, and then the quote from BC Hydro. I guess you should probably figure out why then.
Yeah. So. I guess if we need to really, what do you think's going on there? Those luxury condos. Do you think there are too many hot tubs heating up that water?
I think these millionaires and billionaires
and trillionaires.
I didn't say that. I got some friends that are trillionaires. I want to piss them off.
Wait, so you don't like the millionaires or the billionaires, but you love the trillionaires?
Well, I mean, he's my dad.
That's what he's
most known for is his line in a movie that said that.
What?
He's an actor.
Wait, so he was an actor. I don't know.
I'm trying to jog your memory with the most famous line.
Wait, his line was, I mean, dad?
He's my dad was his most famous line. It's a very niche movie, but he got paid $1 trillion for it. So he's just a friend of mine.
Wait, was this Meet the Parents?
Maybe.
Robert De Niro?
No, you don't meet Robert De Niro's parents in that movie.
Wait. Are you sure?
It's not Meet the
Grand. I seem to remember a scene where
Ben Stiller is not dating Robert De Niro. They don't go to meet Robert De Niro.
No, I never said they were dating, but they go meet the parents, and he does that, "I'm watching you," or whatever his line is.
Yeah.
And then they're like, also, come meet my parents. That's when he winks at the camera. And he brings out two older people.
Older than Robert De Niro?
I know.
And still working as an actor?
They bring
and
out
actress.
Kirk Douglas and Gilda.
Betty White.
Yeah, Betty White. Thank you for. I was going to say Gilda Radner. He's dead.
Come on, man.
I'm sorry.
What, do you not watch the In Memoriam segments every year?
I mean, I DVR them, and it takes me a while to get to that.
Fair enough. I watch it with my Moleskin open, and not to brag, and I write down every name, so I keep track of who's alive.
And that's, you call your little death book.
Yeah. It's my death note.
Your little death note.
Yeah.
Your little death note.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll cross out a name and see if they die anyway.
Does it work?
More than you'd think.
Oh, God. I really watch out for that one.
Yeah.
So this next piece of news.
Do you want to take that one?
Yeah. We all saw a black hole.
A black hole.
So
what do you think about that news?
Well, for those who don't know, we took a picture. Not we, me and
Jack. It wasn't Tristan and I.
If it was, we would not be doing this show. Or would we? I'd like to think we would be.
I don't think I'd let fame change me.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Even if I got as famous as saying, well, he's my dad, I would still be
coming
in. That's
going to bother me. I don't know where that's from.
I'm still going to be doing this show.
Yeah, same. I'd like to think, but then I feel like they would also help us for the show. If they're like, I can see like the article being like, the guys who took a picture of that black hole have a radio show.
I wouldn't like wait for the word to get out for some journalist to find it. I would put up billboards.
Oh, yeah.
That said,
you think you can get up a billboard faster than someone can write a story?
No, what I mean is, like, I would just instantly be like, hey, we're the guys that took a photo of the black hole. We have a radio show.
And it's a picture of us.
And I would put that on a billboard, every billboard in the nation.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Because I'm assuming.
Wait, every billboard in the nation. I just kind of understood that, the gravity of that.
Yeah.
Because there are thousands. Maybe even I don't know about a million, but there's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a billboard for every person.
If you could
but...
print one word on every billboard in the nation, what would it be? And it can't be your Twitter handle.
Wait, would it be one word, like, telling a story if you get all of them in the right order?
No. But that would be a fun road trip.
Starting in Whitehorse.
Yeah.
You have to go zigzag.
The next word is in South Florida.
Oh, you have to go way, way down. Your long trip.
Yeah.
One word?
Yeah.
I would guess it would be, ooh, that's a hard question. It'd have to be just like, look.
Look?
Yeah, look. Because that's all billboards are wanting you to do, so it'd be kind
of
like a little...
That's a bit segment, of... That's like, they live.
Yeah. Except not.
Yeah, not really.
It would just say, look, and then you'd look, and you'd be like, okay, I'm looking.
And then you'd never stop looking, and then you'd crash into the car in front of you.
It's like Bird Box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I didn't see Bird Box. Did you see Bird Box?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of Machine Gun Kelly's role in it?
Wait, who's he?
He's the blonde guy with all the tattoos.
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, how did you just said yeah, and you don't even know.
Well, I'm assuming there's only one blonde guy that's covered in tattoos in that movie.
Oh, unless... yeah, he plays like a random survivor who then steals a car or something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that was notable rapper Machine Gun Kelly.
He's your favorite rapper.
Right, I always forget
that. You always forget he's your favorite rapper?
Yeah, because I'm always between him and Eminem. And
oh, of course.
And this last piece of news, Jack, do you want to...
The Trivago guy was arrested for drunk driving.
Yeah, this is true.
This is true.
This is actually true.
He was asleep at the wheel, wasn't he?
No, I don't know if he was asleep at a wheel.
I thought he was like, they found his car... pulled over and he was asleep at the wheel drunk. I mean, you should have found a hotel.
No, I think he was driving. So if you guys don't know Trivago, you know the hotel Trivago. That guy, he's like a bit of a silver fox, I would say.
He is I describe him as zaddy.
Okay. But yeah. He's got white hair and he's always walking around doing fun things. And this was in Houston. Is Trivago Is that a North American everywhere? I think it is because it's on USA Today.
It's a German company.
Wow. I guess that makes sense. Trivago.
Trivago.
Trivago. My favorite thing about this piece of news, other than just that it's a thing, it's pretty wild. In this, the Trivago released a statement saying that they don't believe in drunk driving and it's against the Trivago culture. I'm doing air quotes. It's like, I just love that the company has to be like, listen, we as a company don't believe in breaking the law.
Yeah.
I think it's just a funny thing to point out is their culture.
Yeah. Okay. They have a distinct culture. Do you think they have their own language?
I don't know what.
Like,
do you think they have their own culture? Do you think there's anthropologists looking at the Trivago culture? Yeah. Things?
They're like digging through the trash at the Trivago offices.
And they're like,
somebody likes that weird orange Diet Coke. Weird.
Does it exist?
Yeah.
Because it has orange in it?
Yeah, they put out a bunch of weird flavors. There's like a blueberry acai Diet Coke.
Is it the same color?
I don't know. Oh. I'm assuming, I think it's flavoring, not coloring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, pretty
so
cool.
So I guess that has been...
Some news to discuss.
Some news to discuss. Free the Trivago guy? I don't know. Yes.
Yep.
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 Yep. So why don't we go to a quick little break?
Let's go to a QLB.
You know how much I love quick little breaks.
I know you do.
Yeah, you know, that's like my little treat to myself.
Oh, yeah.
This next song... is a song based on our own show.
Yeah. Not to brag, but we have a a musical guest, kind of.
Kind of, nah.
He's we're playing a song by a frequent guest of ours.
Yeah, so this next song is called T-Dubstep, an RPP tribute.
Yeah.
And it's a song based on clips of Radio Pizza Party. This is this show.
This is this show.
Music and stuff by our good friend Nick.
Music and stuff.
Nick Morgan, or aka Nicky Mo. Yeah. So why don't we listen to that? We'll play a few ads and other fun things.
Yeah.
And then we will continue the show as we always do.
Do it.
Do it. Just yawn right into the mic.
I'm sorry.
We have been talking about
Ted Bundy.
Whoa, what?
Oh, what?
Oh, oh,
what?
No relation, just the same name.
Poor guy.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing.
I just want to preempt this in case you're just tuning in. I'm a serious fan of sound. Guy who was the other person.
Yeah.
Because it was a woman.
I did say who.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a woman. I believe that was his,
Well, she didn't have a fast point.
Johan Carolus is fast.
Outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@CITR.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Mental health matters. Do you struggle with anxiety, depression, ADHD,
bipolar disorder, sleep issues, or anything that is compromising your mental wellness? If so, book an appointment with Finlandia's integrative mental health practitioner today. Karen Ryan can help you with your symptoms, your challenges, and your goals, and will create a treatment plan specifically designed for you. Students pay only $50 for their first consultation, which includes a gift bag of supplements worth over $60 from some of the top health companies in the industry. Call Finlandia today at 604-734-7760 and let our team help you turn your mental illness into mental wellness.
Girlpool will be bringing their ever-evolving sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on April 13th. You don't want to miss this. With guests Hatchie and Claude, grab your tickets at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
And we're back from back from outer space.
We're back.
Not to brag. We're back. This is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, also known as the University of British Columbia at CITR, the station here in Vancouver.
That was astute. Hey, I have an idea. Just something quick I want to do.
Dude.
I had the idea while you were talking. I think it was when I said not to brag.
Fast thinker. That's what I meant.
I'm a fast quicker. I've been known as that my entire life.
Quicker oats.
Speaking of quicker, when I was saying not to brag, here's an idea for a segment. What about just things you want to brag about from the last week? Like, has your week been going good? I'm sure you've done something you want to brag about.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
So why don't we play, what's it called? What do you want to call it?
Brags and bags, because we'll talk about if we did any shopping too.
Okay, that's a great idea. Yeah. So this is
brags and bags.
Brags and bags. I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls are out of school already. That's Billy Bragg.
Nice. I didn't pick up on that.
Okay.
Good one.
So why don't you go first?
Okay. I really knuckled down this week. I had a lot of work to do and I did it. I also managed to go for several runs.
Good job.
And invite friends of mine into challenges, yeah. Some of whom have horrible profile pictures that made me feel ill. And speaking of bragging for other people, my girlfriend Sophie made me a delicious meal of pasta and a vodka sauce. Not to brag that I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You do too.
I know, that's why it's not a brag.
I didn't do much shopping. Ooh, actually.
Ooh, ooh.
Mama, papa, I've had a day.
They're here.
The Germans.
What a German person be saying that. I'm just asking.
Yeah. So I ran out of olive oil at home. So I went.
Excited to say that.
I went shopping and I bought more olive oil.
Oh.
Teacher, I must tell you. I was out of onions too, and garlic, and I got oranges and bananas.
Wait, so you're out of onions and garlic, so you got oranges and bananas.
Oh,
not comparable.
Sophie was so mad.
Not comparable.
She was like, I wanted to make pasta sauce, and you brought me a 3-pound bag of mandarins and 7 bananas.
Wow.
I got the grief I get. I tell you what, I Rodney Dangerfielded my way.
Why do they call it good grief when grief is bad, Charlie?
Maybe
Brian.
I think that's a question you have to leave to God.
Wow, I would like to.
Who I know is Charles Schultz.
Oh yeah, isn't Charles Schultz? Is he bad now, or is he just not? Is he dead?
I think he's dead. I think you're thinking
Jim Davis.
It's not Jim Davis. It's the guy from Dilbert.
Right.
Scott Adams.
Yeah.
Charles Schultz.
So my brag is, I guess it's a brag to not have to anything to do, but I did send in resumes and I did email some people about work stuff.
Yeah.
So that's always good. Super good to be on top of that.
Proud of you there, bud.
Thank you.
Did you do any shopping?
Did I do any shop? I've actually done quite a bit of shopping.
Okay.
I was out of avocados.
Whoa. Oh,
Papa! And so I bought some avocados several times.
You bought... How many times have you bought...
Twice.
Whoa. How many avocados are you buying at a time?
Okay, the first time, my mistake, only bought one.
Oh, you fool.
Because I was like, I'm just going to need one for lunch. But then I didn't need one. You need a bunch for a few days.
Yeah, you need a classic bunch of avocados.
Yeah.
Still on the branch.
And then I bought some bread. I don't know.
You bought bread?
Like, yeah. I broke it.
You broke bread?
I broke bread.
Over who? Was it over your knee?
Wait, what is breaking bread even mean?
Breaking bread is, I think, just eating with people. Yeah, I think it's traditionally like a religious thing. But like if you break bread with your enemies, you make peace. You share a meal with them.
Oh.
I think break bread with
unless
your enemies
is also...
it's a
poisoned meal.
Mm. That's how Jesus died.
You said breaking bread with your enemies is
It's a line in a rap song, which I can't remember. I think it might be Mama Said Knock You Out. Anyway.
Well, no, because that's the only lyrics in that song are Mama Said Knock You Out, so I'm going to knock you out. So I shall.
That's true. There's 3 minutes of that looping.
My mother said to me, knock this guy out.
So I'm going to knock this guy, meaning you, out.
And
knocking out meaning you will be unconscious when I've punched you so hard.
Because me, I'm a good little boy.
And I do what mommy says.
I listen to mommy.
Yeah. Mommy, I bought avocados.
Knock him out.
He has done wrong. He's stolen the avocados.
So that has been, what is it, bags and... Why does everything have to rhyme with
bags
you?
Bags and bread. I loved you then as I love you still. It's from X Go and Give It to You.
What? Me don't regard.
All right. Sorry, that show's over. Can we pick a topic?
Yeah, so we usually...
I forgot how much fun these shows are.
We usually pick a topic.
That is a tradition in our show. One of the traditions we're best known for.
Yeah, that we actually keep and hold on to.
Yeah.
Like, we're like breaking bread with ourselves.
Yeah, that's a tradition that everybody holds on to.
Yeah. Let's
pick
a topic.
ASMR. I mean, yeah, let's pick a topic.
Do you see those microphones that are shaped like ears?
Yeah, this is weird.
I don't like it.
Just because your phone has one?
Well, because we're talking into them right now.
Yeah. Hello there. I hope you're not listening through speakers like in a car.
No. That's me gnawing.
No.
Oh, I guess it. I don't have the sound.
Do you want me to come ring up my laptop?
I got a little frog in my throat. Is it still there?
No, it's not. I'm just making fun of you.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I can plug in my
phone. So the way we pick a topic is we pick randomly.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been random.
Yeah.
Because what else would we do with our time?
That's true.
Like, what else would we do? If it wasn't random, what else do you do?
That's a good question.
Hey,
you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Hey, oh, what you gonna do?
It's a... Oh.
Everybody get up.
Hey, mama, mia, papa, pia.
Okay, so...
let me find the old thing.
That's okay. So we're going to pick a topic. Jack, do you want to do the honors of picking the number between...
I have to play the theme first.
Okay, well, no, doing... Okay, yeah. Usually we get... Okay. Play the... Is it ready?
One second.
I know Nick is working on a new one.
One
of these.
Second. Really? That's great. All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hey, Tristan. Hey, Jack. Let's pick a topic.
So that's a classic. That's a classic RPP song.
That's a classic. It's like a fight song.
This is my fight. So,
Give Back My Rights song. Wait, Take Back. It's not Give Back.
Well, you would want...
I feel like giving away your rights is always a bad thing.
I know, which is why I'd want to give them back. It's like, you give them back to me.
Oh, I thought it was... Oh, right. Give Back... Hey, you Give Back My Rights song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you.
Hey!
Give me back my rights!
Hey,
I want to... So, Jack, I want to pick a number between 1 and
7.
6.
Oh, come on. 4.
Well.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's why you got to listen.
We're batting 1,000.
Okay. The topic is?
Here's the topic.
The sun.
Whoa.
Because it's been sunny out, so this is good that this worked out.
It's been sunny out for like 8 hours.
Yeah, it's enough. I know
you live in a basement, but the sun has been very limited this last few days.
I know, but it's been 8 hours of sun in Vancouver.
It's been.
Is good.
That's true. It is good. I didn't take advantage of that sunlight at all.
Neither did I.
I was supposed to go for a run today in the beautiful sunlight.
You have to do 10 Ks by the end of this week, brother.
I know, brother. Don't tell Papa.
Paparazzi.
Ooh. And didn't do any of it. Cool. And now I have to go do it at night like a chump.
Like your run or your work?
My run.
Oh, watch out. It's nighttime.
I'm going to
get stabby baddies come out.
Stabby baddies.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oy, oy, oy.
And it's only till 7:30, everybody.
If you're listening, I hope your commute still has 45 minutes in it.
I hope to God it
does. Do you think somebody has ever pulled up at home, they're listening to our show, and you know when you're in the car with your dad and he's listening to like CBC or something, or like a really good song, and he kind of sits in the car in the driveway with the car on for a little bit, like, oh my God, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to go in there.
Face her again.
Because he just knows the radio show is so good.
Yeah.
Do you think that's ever happened with us? Somebody's done that?
I would hope so. I would think so. I think that's almost a weekly occurrence.
Yeah.
People just listening to this. And this is, I think, what they're like, I don't want to go in there, but I don't want to be here. But it takes less energy to go in there. So
I guess I'll just stay here. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that we are a moment of a quantum of solace for a lot of people.
You're quantitatively, you're taking a quantity of solace in us.
Yeah, and it's a lot.
And I would think it's a lot. I would hope it's a lot.
Yeah.
So the sun, might as well be walking on it, but what's your experience with it?
My experience with the sun is it is hot.
Ooh,
and,
spicy.
I get burnt in the sun. I think I may have got a slight...
You haven't even gone outside and you got a burn.
Hey, you know what? I got a glass roof. Bite me.
You should not be throwing stones.
The rest of it's fine. So, and I live on the third floor. So, I mean, unless somebody's throwing a stone from above us, I think we're okay.
Highly possible.
No, there's an apartment above us.
Oh, well, you just...
We have a glass roof.
So you have a they have a glass floor.
No. They have a floor that's UV lamps. That's why I got so badly burnt.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they're walking on the tops of UV lamps.
Yeah.
Ouch.
I know.
You like
their
you
feet are always burned and our arms are always burned.
At least you got that vitamin D.
No. Do I?
Okay.
My experience is it is hot. And you know what's the best one? It's hot?
Hmm.
Ice cream.
Yes. I actually bought ice cream today, too. I should have added that into our previous segment.
The bragging part?
Yeah.
I had ice cream today, too. Where did you get your ice cream?
I didn't eat. I got a tub. Not a tub. Hey. I guess a pint. And I haven't opened it up yet.
What was the flavor?
It's a Ben & Jerry's half-baked.
Oh, mamma mia. The ice cream of kings.
Paparazzi, yeah.
I went with my parents. My parents are leaving town today. Hopefully not forever. I went out for coffee with them and we went and got ice cream at this place on McDonald and like 16th. Mm. It was called La Glace and they had by far the most expensive ice cream I've ever seen.
Was it tasty?
It was really good. But for a tub of it, they had like these custom glass jars that looked really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Cold to the touch.
I should hope so. And they were $30 for like a pint of ice cream.
For like a pint?
A pint.
Holy
yeah.
man.
But, like, the jars were, like, this really cool... They were really cool. They were like blue, opaque glass that had, like, custom molding and, like, a gold lid and everything. It looked like a fancy salt jar that you see in some fancy person's house.
I don't know what any of these words are. A salt jar?
You know, like a pepper flinder?
What?
You know, just classic normal. Expensive things.
Classic.
But yeah, $30 for a pint of ice cream. And I tell you what, I'm not buying that.
No.
I don't know why.
Yeah, the only thing you're buying $30 for a pint, whiskey.
Hey. You know what else I'd buy $30 a pint?
Hmm.
Budweiser. The Beer of Kings.
It's just like the beer of kings mixed with the ice cream of kings. That's an evening.
Hey, if I can have a Bud Light float
with half baked Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Mm-mm.
Why don't we go on to something that we wanted to, I guess, I don't know if they to deal. To do a deal.
Yeah. Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. So last week we gave Jack FM
an ultimatum.
An ultimatum. And the ultimatum, what was, I don't know if we gave them an ultimatum. I don't really like that.
We gave them, we fired a few shots across the bow.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. So what we asked of them is they are called Jack FM. They have no one named Jack.
No.
We haven't looked at that up. I don't know if that's true.
I have some lawsuits pending. Oh. But as of now, we don't know whether or not there's anybody on their staff named Jack.
Yeah. So, and like, I don't even know if the on-air talent is named Jack. That'd be very, I think they probably
would. It'd be a bit on the nose. I feel like they would.
So we said to them, from the hours to 6 to 7:30, we get to call ourselves Jack FM only on air. Like, for the podcast, we'll go back to Radio Pizza Party. I think that's fair.
Wait, I thought it was the radio station we wanted to rename Jack FM for.
I don't know if we have that power. We can definitely probably call ourselves that, but I think the whole radio station.
Yeah, that's probably a bit more of a legal challenge.
Yeah.
But
it's way easier to give it to just for, like, to loan it for 90 minutes.
Yeah, to loan the. But the thing is, they don't have a show that's called.
Yeah, so they'd Jack have to. FM. Well, they probably have like a. They probably have like
Jack FM's classic drive time radio.
Exactly
hits.
Right. Yeah, they probably have like a drive time with Ben or whatever. Not Ben. Not Ben Flynn. But
not Ben Jerry.
So they could call that Radio Pizza Party with Ben. And I think that would be equally. That'd be.
It's cross promotion, honestly.
Yeah, it's probably good for them. When it really comes down to it. So we mentioned. We challenged them on air.
We said, hey, you, what's that sound? It's us asking you a question.
No response.
It would be great if you could respond to it.
And no response.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Not a thing from them.
So we took the effort to go one step forward.
One step beyond, as you do.
Who is that?
From Madness.
Oh.
It's a ska song.
Oh, is that a...
There's one that goes...
Like the Cairo one?
Yeah.
That's
fine.
So it's nothing. We sent an email. I keep wanting to say I sent, but we sent it.
We sent, signed from you, written by you, but yeah. We sent an email because we move as one.
Yeah, because I felt that maybe the argument would have been better if I was like Jack's advocate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we emailed Jack FM with the following... email.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys, Jack FM, of course, is the other radio station. Jack, do you want me to take the whole thing or do you want to take turns?
Why don't we alternate paragraphs?
Okay.
You start.
Hello, Jack FM.
I'm unsure if you've heard of my radio show. It's called Radio Pizza Party and it airs Friday nights on CITR. I'm messaging you to propose a business deal.
We would like to have the Jack FM name from the hours of 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Friday nights.
Why? Well, let us tell you.
Jack,
sorry, let us tell you.
Jack FM has had its name since December 2002. At the same time, the price of oil skyrocketed with the Venezuelan oil strike and fears of war with Iraq. Kind of a little reference, I guess.
It's good. It grounds the story.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, Jack FM rose along with it. But its launch wasn't truncated by the return to work of South Americans, as we still see Jack FM ruling the airwaves of the Lower Mainland over 15 years later.
But wait, is there anyone at Jack FM actually named Jack? Is this a legacy built on a lie?
Something else happened in December of 2002, Christmas. Notably, it was the sixth Christmas for a little boy. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure.
I was 6 years old by then.
Yeah. That little boy was named Jack. A name he got... I kind of wrote this a bit weird. A name he got 5.5 years before the branding of Jack FM. A name given to him to commemorate the memory of his great-grandfather, a British war hero. That's a fact, too.
That is a fact.
Now, all grown up and wearing big boy pants, he shares a radio show with me. A radio show that should have the name Jack FM from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Friday nights.
It would be simple. For that 90-minute chunk, we would have the name Jack FM that we could use at our discretion. It would only be for our live episodes, meaning our podcasted version, as well as all of our online branding, would still be titled Radio Pizza Party. So don't worry about that.
All we ask is that we be able to use the Jack FM title on Friday nights. Surely you won't really need it then. You could even use Radio Pizza Party as part of your on-air branding. We won't mind. It just makes more sense to us, as we actually have someone named Jack on air at that time.
Let us know what you think, as we'd gladly like to hash out more details soon.
Regards,
Tristan.
So we sent that email to Jack FM. No response
yet. When was this email sent?
I sent it probably around 1 p.m. today. So they do have a bit of buffer, but I think it'd be... I wanted to get that out now.
That's a good thing to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be many more back and forth emails between us, especially when you move to Toronto. There's going to be a lot going on this front. I, for one, cannot wait.
Do you think they're going to be stoked?
I think they've been waiting for a moment like this.
they've been shaking in their boots.
What if they come back and they say, hey, we don't just want to be Radio Pizza Party for an hour and a half every week.
Uh-oh.
We want to rename our station.
I don't know
Radio
if I
Pizza
like that.
Party.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. But the question is, do we have any legal right to this name? I think we need to get our copyright lawyer on the horn.
Did you mail it to ourselves?
What do you mean?
Is that a thing that when you need to copyright something, you mail it to yourself?
Is that a thing?
I think so.
Well, we can do some copyright law Googling anytime.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, we got a lawyer on retainer all the time.
Yeah, who we haven't contacted.
It's thousands of dollars just down the drain. But
hey,
maybe we'll put that to use. But yeah, Jack FM, you're on blast.
You're on blast. This is episode 2 of Jack FM Watch.
So hopefully next week this time,
yeah,
we will have at least a response.
If we don't have a response by next week, I'm not going to say I'm going to go down to their offices because that's really weird.
No.
This is going to be a purely email correspondence.
I will send another email.
I feel like you should have included we should have included a link to our radio show.
No, because I don't think that. What are they going to do? Like, that's just muddying the waters. I think the fact remains is that we have someone named Jack and they don't.
That's true. You should have maybe included like a CC of my social insurance number in there.
Oh, yeah, I should have. Just CC'd it to your social insurance number?
Yeah, because it has an email address.
Like 8246-9289-1010-4.
1010-4. Over.
at gmail.com. Do you think there's anyone whose social insurance number is also their email address? But no one would know because it would just be a string of numbers.
I feel like you'd clue in quickly.
I don't know. If I just saw a string of, what is it, 9 digits?
For you, maybe. Mine's 14.
What?
I requested an extra long sin.
Oh, that's probably good.
For all the sins I commit. What if it went up every time you sinned?
That's why babies. It's 0000001 because they're born. That's a sin.
It's the original sin,
yeah,
as we know. Can we go to QLB?
But of course, my good sir.
Thank you.
This next song is called Club Nights. It's by Dumb, and it's the first single from their album, Club Nights.
Yes.
It's a fun little song. We both love Dumb.
I love the act of being and the band.
Yeah, so we're going to play that. Then we're going to come back, and hey, we might do a little bit of a...
We might do a little bit of Jerky Boys.
We might do a little bit of a prank.
A little prank call
after this break. So stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
And hear
see
a
you
prank
soon.
Call. Bye.
Bye.
Solid.
Concerts presents Pop Punk Powerhouses X-Hex. They will be performing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guest Feels on Friday, April 19th. Tickets are running low, so grab yours at eventbrite.com or Red Cat Records.
Check test. Check test 1, 2, 3. No dead air. Keeping the airways alive for all to hear. Jazz fusion, post-rock, experimental electronic. Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Check out the Facebook page for more info at facebook.com/CITR No Dead Air.
Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder. But are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts around downtown at
Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, Sikora's Classical Records, the Cinematheque, Vinyl Records, and the Fall Tattooing.
And we're back. It is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM. Jack, what kind of show is this? What is this nonsense?
That sounded very accusatory. This kind of show, you know what? This is kind of a show. It's a variety show.
Variety. We have a variety.
It's a variety show.
Because
we
have a lot of variety of
guests.
Guests.
Opinions.
Opinions. Voice modulations.
Really?
Some things. Yeah, it'll be stuff like that.
Just for starters.
Our topic today is the sun. We've been kind of talking about it, kind of not. But we've been doing lots of other fun things.
Yeah.
Like this next thing, what we're going to do.
Are you okay there, man?
I don't know. I just had a bit of a thing going on inside my throat.
Yeah.
So we're going to attempt...
A prank call.
A bit of a prank call.
A bit of a PC.
Yeah. I'm near a PC, like a personal computer.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make a prank call a PC.
Yeah. Now, do we have an idea behind this prank call at all?
Oh, what's a good classic prank call bit? Like refrigerator running?
That's a classic one, yeah.
What are some other ones that are like...
Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Ooh. I think that's a dated one. I don't know what Albert in a can is.
Grey Poupon.
You run me through that one?
Do you have any Grey Poupon? And then that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
you're just asking people if they have mustard?
Yeah. What are some other... Jack, do you want to look up some prank call bits?
Yeah, here's classic prank calls.
What about... remember that one about the guy and the dog? That's a classic.
That's a good one. I don't think that one's aged as well.
I don't think we should do that, Ben. But I remember that was such a cultural moment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is Mr. Wall there?
What's that?
No, you answer. Is Mr. Wall there?
No. This my name is Peter Jacobs.
How about Mrs. Wall?
Nope. Her name is Nancy Jacobs.
All right. So there's no walls there?
No. This is the Jacobs.
Then what's holding up your ceiling, buddy?
Yeah.
Click.
There's this. How about this one? You say you are the weakest link and hang up. I don't know if we're gonna do that one.
Here's one. You say, "Hi, this is Jenny from 31." We may have to change the name a little bit. I don't think either of us sound much like a Jenny.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jenny from 31 Flavors. If you can name 31 flavors in 31 seconds, then you can win $31,000. Ready, go. And then when they name 31 flavors, you hang up on them.
Is that like the punchline to, I guess, prank calls?
Yeah, the punchline through all of them is just hanging up on them.
Okay, so let's take a look.
We could do that classic, the knock-knock joke that I like.
What's that one?
So it's a really good one, but you have to start it for me.
Classic. Yeah. Classic one. I remember my aunt did that one to me. So why don't we...
did you cry?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, what about, I'm calling to order, you confirmed 100 pizza pies or whatever.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, these are all options. We'll kind of maybe run them through. So why don't we call, let me just, this is just random Vancouver phone number here. So let me...
Wait. Sorry. Here's one. This is, I'm on the top 10s. This is best prank call ideas. One is, you call and say, I ordered a pizza an hour ago and I want to know when it's coming. And the top comment is, just tried it on some Jamaican dude and he got all upset. Period.
Well, everyone would get upset, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's exclusive to Jamaican dudes being upset about that.
I don't know if that did anything. Oh, I think I have to do that. Okay, so, sorry, we're just slowly figuring out.
Hey, we're...
Do you want to maybe run through a few other...
yeah, I'll run through them. We're at 7 right now. Okay, so you say, hey, say you are the weakest link and hang up. Wow. Okay, I'm not going to read that one because it started with, quote, use a real bad Chinese accent and say,
No.
I'm not going to. That's awful. Oh, here we go. The 44 greatest prank phone calls of all time. This is a really long article. Okay, what's number one? I'll start at the top five. The corporate office calls Wendy's. Well, that's...
I don't know how to do this. This is a mistake.
Oh, what if we do the John Cena prank on him?
Oh, is that when you like, you say
his
like...
His name is John Cena, that one.
What was the lead up?
Where they're like, they do, I can't remember what it was, but I remember the woman wouldn't stop hanging up the phone and then they're like,
Oops. Oh. Okay. That doesn't sound like that's working.
Yeah, no, it doesn't at all.
Okay. All right, Jack, do you want to talk? This is the radio.
Do you want me to talk? Yes. Okay, I thought you were still working things out. We should probably talk.
I still am.
So yeah, the John Cena one, they called.
This prank call's going to be so funny.
Oh, dude, this is going to be great. The best part of a prank call is the 5 minutes before when you try to figure out how to dial out from a studio number. We can also do the classic of holding up a speakerphone to the radio mic.
Ooh, that might work.
Yeah.
Here, one sec. Let me just look.
Okay.
Let me just try one final thing, on the classic of the thing here. So
one more classic thing on the classic thing.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
So, all right. So let me just look up some more just random Vancouver numbers here. And I think eventually we'll get one to work.
Yeah. All right. I believe in us. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing that I've always wanted to try. I wanted to get my pilot's license. This is the thing I've always wanted to try.
You call them and...
No, this is just the thing I wanted to try.
Oh, I guess that could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be good. I think I'm figuring it out.
You
this
think
phone
you've got
thing.
It?
Yeah.
You think we're good?
Yeah. So I'm just trying to... there's hot lines, there's warm lines. So that's the big difference here. There's cold lines.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
So there's all sorts of dials here. So this is like the thing. I guess people don't really show a lot of respect to the Jerky Boys because of they're kind of silly and they are.
Those guys are
kind of
silly. Hey, the name is well earned.
So I think a big part of that skill is just knowing how to work a phone.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
So what would you say? Is it the transition from a rotary phone to one of the touch tone phone in here? Is that what's giving you trouble?
Yeah, so I'm used to the rotary phone for sure. So I keep having to kind of tiptoe around the tulips there, as they say.
Yeah.
So that's it's a bit of a thing here, but so it goes.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Mamma mia.
Okay. Well, I don't know about
what
this
if we
prank
had
call.
The prank caller. Call us.
That doesn't make sense.
What if we said
doesn't
like
make any
we
sense.
Message them from like
oh don't worry
we find somebody on Omegle Oh, call this number.
Is Omegle still running? There's a question.
I really hope it isn't. Yeah. I think Omegle should be illegal.
I think it is.
You think Omegle is illegal?
They've made a lot of stuff illegal. Have you ever noticed that?
You know, ever since I tried to hijack a plane, I noticed that they've made all these things illegal these
days. What's your last name again?
Lamming.
Lamming Cooper. That's pretty related.
Yeah. And, you know, my real name isn't Jack.
Don't tell Jack FM.
It's David Buster. Do you think that's where Dave and Buster's got their idea? David Buster Cooper?
I hope so.
They're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start a barcade. Call it DB Cooper's. And then they're like, we got to change this. Yeah, this is ridiculous. So is the prank call off? Are we calling it on that?
I think I'm going to try to figure this out one last time.
Okay.
Of course. Okay, so we have, all right, so let me just get the plan one more time.
Yeah.
The prank call number
mm-hmm.
is, or the prank call idea. We're going to do the fridge running. What's Prince Albert in the can? Do you say,
do you have Prince Albert in the can?
And then they say what?
And then they say, yes, presumably, because I think it was in the 40s when Prince Albert was a thing.
I think it was like a brand of canned good.
Yeah. And then they say yes, and you say, well, you better let them out. Click.
Click. A lot of them end with a click.
Yeah.
That's really something.
Yep, that's really something.
Something. I don't know if the prank call thing is going to work out. I guess we probably, we could try just on the phone. Why don't we try on the speakerphone? Yeah. So why don't I try, let me just try doing that, and then we'll do this prank call.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so excited. I've never done a prank call before.
You've never done a prank call before?
No. I think we should have just done this in the first place, but that's okay. It's going to take out a bit of the prank call fun.
I don't know if it'll take out the fun. It might take out some of the whimsy.
Yeah, that's true. So let me just, I'm just going through. I'm going to use that same just random Vancouver number. 604 Nation, as I like to say.
Yeah, dude, 604 only.
Gentry Contracting.
Hi. It's a prank.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello. Hi. Gentry Contracting. This is Andrew.
Oh, okay. Hi, Andrew. Do you guys have a fridge down there?
Oh my God. Dude, this is so good.
I think we do in the staff room.
Can you check that? Can you just check something for me?
Check what?
Just go into your staff room.
I just need you to see something about your refrigerator.
Yeah, go check it out.
Why would I check out my refrigerator?
Just please. I'm from Frigidaire.
Yeah. No, he's from Frigidaire.
I'm from Frigidaire, and I know that you have a Frigidaire refrigerator right there.
I mean, maybe. I don't know what kind.
Can you go find out?
I don't really care. Like...
I'm telling you that there is an imminent threat to your health if you don't check on your refrigerator right now.
Well, that's just, I don't think you're allowed to say that to people. That's just not
I'm
right.
Warning you, sir.
Okay, well, all right. I think we're not getting anywhere with him actually going.
Should
to
we hang out?
No, I think we got this one.
Are there two people?
Look, sir, this is a serious situation. We can't be messing around here.
Yeah, it's me, the other guy.
The good cop.
Talk to me like that.
Hey, man, it's me, it's the good cop. No, you don't have to. I had all that other guy. He's just a little hot-headed, but you know what? Me and you, I trust you. Do you want a cup of coffee next or something? Last time.
How are you gonna give me coffee?
Okay, that's true. I shouldn't have said that.
Are you trying to book like roofing or like plumbing? Like.
No, but the last time you were in your break room.
Sure.
When was that? Okay, was the refrigerator
running?
I mean, probably. We keep all our lunches in there, some extra milk for coffee.
Did you keep your lunch in there? Do you remember if you do you remember if you got anything?
What
was the refrigerator? Was it running?
Yeah, it keeps everything nice and cold.
Well, then you better go catch it.
Hello?
Oh. Oh man, he. I guess he had a fridge to catch.
He didn't understand that one.
Or maybe he did.
I guess not. That's. Shall we do another prank call?
Let's do another prank call.
Okay.
Let's call a random number. Wait, which one are we going to do this time?
Let's do the Albert in the can.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that one. All right, so we're going to do another prank call here. Let me just use the speaker. Okay, this is going to be good.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
Black residents, this is James.
Hey, James, how's it going?
It's okay. How are you?
Oh,
Albert.
This is Albert. Yeah, this is Albert.
Are you with the tax people?
No.
Nope.
No, but we do have questions.
You're not supposed to answer the tax people.
And that's fine. We just have questions for you.
That's what the tax people would say.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to do with the
CRA.
Or the IRA, just want to get that out of the way.
Are you going to send people to my house to arrest me?
No. But we could if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could.
So you are the CRA. That's what the CRA people said.
Well, I mean, there's other people that can arrest you than the CRA.
Nope.
Like, it's not...
They don't own...
It's not... It's like, when you go out on the street on a night out, it's not the CRA people patrolling the streets.
I thought it was.
No.
Okay, well, you're getting beside the point.
Yeah. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? Can you go into your pantry?
Island? Isn't that an island? Prince Albert Island? Or no, Prince Albert's the new baby, isn't it?
No, I don't think they named the new royal baby Albert.
I think they might have, though.
No.
Oh. James might have had a point.
Wait, are there two people there?
No.
No.
Wait.
Shut up.
Just one of us. Go to your pantry.
Pantry.
You're okay. Now that's.
Do you think I live in a rich house? I live in a trailer.
Okay, go. You have a cupboard.
No.
Do you have a fridge?
No.
What do you do? How do you keep your food?
Fortnite.
You play Fortnite.
You only play Fortnite.
I eat Fortnite.
Okay. This. You better let him out.
Hey.
How do I hang up? Hello, James. Are you still okay? Yeah, he hung up on me. I think he didn't. He was had to play Fortnite.
Yep.
Do you want to try any other prank calls, Jack?
We could do one more.
Maybe we could try one more.
Why don't we try Ding Dong Ditch?
How does that work? What was that one that you said? Is there a wall there? Why don't we do that one?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Ding Dong Ditch. I don't think you understand what that means.
Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, this is weird, hey. Yeah, hello. I'm using two mics. Okay, so we're going to... Oops, wrong person. I'm calling you. I went to my recents. I'll go back and I will call 604-1045. Okay. Okay, the wall one. The wall one.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be good. This is the one. This is the one.
I like it.
Boston Pizza Burnaby, this is Denise. How may I help you?
Oh, okay. Well, how does it go again, Jack? I'm always.
Hey, do you have a, is there a Mr. Wall there?
No, this is Boston Pizza. Would you like to place an order?
Well,
hey, is there anybody there named, Wall, like their last name or their first name?
Any customers?
No, actually, it's pretty dead right now.
The
manager.
Friday night at 7:30. That's a bad.
And,
bad business.
It's a real quiet place.
Hey, I heard that was a good movie. So nobody there is named Wall?
No.
There's no walls there?
No Mrs. Wall?
No, my boss, Miss Murphy, is there, but I don't think she
can you put her on the phone?
Hello?
Can you put Miss Murphy on the phone?
Can you put Miss Murphy on the phone?
I'm pretty sure she's busy.
Well, can you ask?
Can you wait? Yeah, can you just ask?
This is a delivery phone.
I know, but we want to talk to Miss Murphy. We have some questions for her.
Well, I could... Hold on.
okay, this is gonna be good. Miss Murphy, she's gonna get pranked.
Some idiot's on the phone, I don't know. Something about a wall. Do you know Mr. Wall? She says no.
We would really like to talk to her directly if it's possible.
I don't think so. I think she's dealing with customers right now.
You just said you had zero customers.
You just said it was dead.
There might be customers. I don't know. I'm not.
You work there, man.
I'm on the phone.
It's a woman. Her name's Denise.
Oh, I'm sorry, Denise. You have a very deep voice. I hope that's not too bold of me to say.
That's all right.
Like Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you.
And you're as successful as her, apparently.
Absolutely. I'm almost an assistant manager.
So you're sure we can't talk to Mrs. Murphy?
I'm almost certain.
So almost. Almost. It sounds like there's a bit of wiggle room there.
I don't know what this is about.
Well, tell her it's urgent and it's a matter of life and death.
Yeah. It is, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say it's a matter of life and death, but they were laughing, so I don't know. I don't know if I should tell them that. Isn't this the corporate line as well? Yeah.
Okay, I think we could get it.
I think we can do this.
She would like to respectfully decline a phone call at the moment.
Okay. Back to our original line of questioning. Are there any? There's no one named Wall.
No.
There's no Mrs. Wall.
No, and I'm not allowed to give out names of employees. That's against corporate policy.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. There's no walls at this Boston Pizza. Answer the question.
Oh.
I think you saw through me.
Yeah. Or you just got. I mean, we were.
You're
kind
really
of
getting a bit confrontational there.
Yeah. It was her. Her name was Denise.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I guess that's been our show.
and in a real down note.
Yeah.
Like a low C.
Like a low. Hey. Hey.
Hey. Ding, ding, what a wonderful ding. Time to.
Hey.
Hey.
Ho.
Let's go.
That could be multiple songs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jack.
What a world.
What a world. This could have been Jack FM, but this is Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is David Love Jones.
With?
African Rhythms.
On?
This radio station.
Which is?
CITR 101.9 FM.
And I don't think you could give a better description than that.
Nuh-uh.
Should we name the show?
Yes.
All right. I'll start. Two.
Wait, are we just doing one or two words?
We're just doing two words, yeah.
You said two.
Yeah, that's my word.
T-W-O?
Yeah.
Jack.
Two Jack. Like Tupac.
Yeah, two Jack.
Okay. That works. Bye.
Check us on iTunes if you like what you heard.
If you like what you heard.
If you like what you heard, you jailboyed. Check us on iTunes. We're Radio Pizza Party, or CITR-. Radio Pizza
Dash.
Party. We're going to be, actually, maybe I'll wait till that comes out before I plug that. But we might be on other media soon.
We might be.
Thank you
Bye-bye.
For listening. Bye-bye, Poppy.
Poppy.
Such a fool to is London. And welcome to African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and I'm here with you every 2 weeks. And tonight on African Rhythms, I'll be joined by my brother, not as a sibling, but a fellow lover of the music we all love. He's coined the term New World African Music. And he was the first person in Canada to have an all-black music radio show. That was 1966, and the show was called Groovin' Blue. And aired on CFOX, then called CKLG-FM. Those who have followed the music will know my guest tonight as Bill Ryda, who now goes by the name The Mole of Soul. And Bill and myself tonight will be selecting all the music for the show, so it's a very special show. And welcome, Mole of Soul.
How are you, David? Hello? Testing 1, 2. How are you doing?
Oh, just great.
Well, we do. We love the music, and I think that's the key to it, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
David and I met, I guess, what, about 4 years ago?
It's been at least four, maybe 5 years
that's
now.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. We love the music. And so, actually, I was on the show, once before?
Right? Yeah. And yeah, you were on my debut show.
Oh, is that right? Was that the debut show?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I guess... just having, you know, busy schedule and things
like
that.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but it's wonderful to do a show again with you.
And the neat thing is that David and I sort of both follow the same course. There's a lot of people who are purely reggae. They just love reggae, and they don't like acid jazz that much. And then there are the acid jazz people who just love acid jazz. And
the soul guys.
But I think with David and I think we see it as...
the whole perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. Africans were brought to as slaves, be it Brazil, Cuba, America, Puerto Rico, wherever.
Well, it's really nice to see now the Brazilian and the Latin stuff finally getting its due and mixing in with the acid jazz.
I know you love Brazilian music.
Yeah, and we'll be hearing some of that later. We're going to hear the full perspective, as usual, on the show. But
I'm excited.
Yeah. But on a sad note, with the recent death of Phyllis